All right.
All right. I'd like to call the November 15th meeting to order. Resolution 400, amending the 2022 budget, establishing the fund. Mr. Kent, second. Discussion? Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 461, adopting revised for county fund. Second.
Second for discussion.
Discussion. Mr. Ushna?
I respectfully request the committee to refer this back to the Committee of Origin, which is the Health Committee. There are some changes that I want to make, and I want to make it in the Committee of Origin.
I move to refer it back to Health.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 508. Authorize the purchase and implementation of real property. Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried. 545. Authorizing preliminary design environmental review. Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 549. Authorizing the preliminary design.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 555. Authorize the chair of the legislature to execute. Second.
I'll second it for discussion.
Discussion. Chair Bartels?
Yeah, so we had a meeting yesterday with OCA and with the district attorney and with members, with a staff from the judiciary and with DPW and the county executive's office. I believe we came to a compromise that no one's happy about, which means I think that's a good compromise. And unless I'm mistaken, I mean, I would defer to folks who might want to characterize it further, but there's not a lot of options that are viable, and I think we figured out one that could work. That includes moving forward with this lease tonight so we can get started on that build out.
Hey, Craig?
You found the speech. So it's a compromise where this office is going to be disrupted for the, you know, for the future, as long as this lasts. We understand. We look for every option that could avoid this disruption, but we couldn't find one. So the compromise is that the DA's office will be changed, and I will have to move somewhere else in order to accommodate the spacing that we need to do the job that we have. We also are losing our public-facing moment that's been there for 75 years, and we no longer have that. And we no longer will have access to the district court that we deal with, the county court that we work at 8 hours every day. Just to say, it's a compromise that hurts us. No one else has been hurt by this. What I want to say is that 3 years ago, we talked about the courthouse, and OCA said, we need your space, and we need to do additional spaces for courthouses, I mean, for courtrooms, etc. And I said, we're okay with that. But what we need is a space where the DA's office can be all together. Right now, we're in two places. We're about to be in three places. We're about to disrupt the entire office at a point in which we're most stressed. And so I just want to let the legislature know that this is important. We're an important office. You know, criminal justice is important in this community. And we're at the point that we're stressed as much as we've ever been before. And now we're being disrupted. So we didn't seem to have a choice about that. And so we're going to accommodate it. And I'm going to accommodate it by leaving my office and going someplace else and avoid and moving 11 people in my office to different locations, and now we'll be in three different locations. So I just want the legislature to know that this is not good for us. This is not good. And we're under stress. And everybody, the morale in this office is affected by this. And we feel like we're being disrespected, and it's not the legislature that's doing that, but we're getting pushed out the place we've been forever, that works, that the public has access to it, and now that's all changing. So an accommodation where we're willing to take the punch, right? We're willing to try and make this work, but it's really not good. And so, you know, I've asked about other spaces, and I think, I'm hoping that the legislature will look to the fact that we need to be in one building close to the courthouse, put our whole office together, and that's where we can function best. And as we are right now in three different places, and the disruption in the middle of 12 different homicide and murder cases, it's not helpful. So just want to let you folks know about that.
Let's interrupt.
Thanks. You know, I'm sure you're aware, Dave, that when it comes to OCA, we've got one responsibility, and that's to write big checks that they tell us that we have to write and do what they say. We sort of just work here, and they run the show. You know, that having been said, are you saying that you would rather be farther from the courthouse but all in one space? Because I think that the executive's office has been trying to keep you in as close of a proximity to the courthouse as they can, while understanding the space needs and the spaces that we have as they exist. So I'm just trying to understand from your office's perspective, like, let's say we had a big enough space to put you all in one spot at Tech City. That probably wouldn't be better than what we have now, right?
What I've talked about is walkability, right? So we have to send as many as 15 attorneys over to the courthouse every day on different cases. So walkability is what we've talked about. Look, I know it's going to be expensive. I know it's going to be difficult. I just talked to Chris. There's a building over the old city, the school administration building that's for lease right now. It would be so much better if we could all be in the same place. It would be so much better if we have access to the court without getting in the car and trying to find parking space. Right. That's what
yeah, I understand.
You know, right now, I mean, where we are right now, couldn't be more disruptive.
Is there walkability from the three spaces?
No. I mean, we have the LEC,
yep.
And so people have to drive back and forth from there. We have, you know, the bank space, which is, honestly, it's a good space, and I wish we had the whole building, because maybe we could make it work. But that space is good, that space is important. We do need that space. I'm not in the way of getting in the way of that rental agreement. I'm just letting you know that we need help going into the future. If you care about, you know, the most important law enforcement agency in the county, and you want us to be effective, and you want us to act at the highest level possible, this disjointed world that we're in right now is not helpful.
Can I follow through?
Yeah.
So the LEC, isn't that logistical? Isn't that intentional? It's been that way for quite some time, the ADAs that are working out of the law enforcement center.
It is. And it hasn't been helpful to us.
Okay.
Honestly,
that's good feedback, because I'd always heard that it was a good thing.
From a management point of view, they're out of our loop. You know, we don't see them, and we don't have supervisory anything over there. And yeah, it's space, and we have an office for people to be in. But if you want us collectively to work together to do the best job that we can, that is not helpful.
It was the urgent ADAs, wasn't it?
So yeah, we do have urgent ADAs, and you know that, you know, there's one or two ADAs that work with urgent. That was fine, mm-hmm. And you're right. And in that capacity, it was nice that they were over there. But we have six people over there, and so the other four are not connected with our office. And so you can imagine from a management point of view that isn't helpful.
Understood. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir, Walter.
Thanks. So, I have to say, this is very upsetting to me. I have heard from the DA quite some time ago that he needed improved space. I think it was ample time to be able to find a good solution. This sounds to me, and maybe I'm wrong, that this is not really something to support the district attorney, but rather judges, and which is its own thing and important too, but you know, this resolution sort of suggests that it's really about improving his situation, which it's not. And you know, I think of all this energy with Board of Elections and making sure that they have a better situation and other people, and it's like that the very idea of not have taking the time to make sure that the problem that existed before these judges were elected, because I believe this problem existed before these judges were elected, and that that's not being resolved, I'm not going to support this resolution.
Debbie's in Kelly.
So this is not a situation of anybody's choosing, certainly not ours. This was brought to me in September when Dave Delahunt from OCA came to us and said, this is what you need to provide. This is what we're anticipating coming out of the November election in terms of a new Supreme Court justice being elected with their home county being Ulster County. So from that point forward, we engaged a local realtor as well as the DA's office to begin that part of the discussion and how to facilitate adding another chambers within there, which has very specific requirements that we are obligated to comply with. In terms of how we view this on the time horizon, I've instructed our DPW staff as part of the space needs assessment, district attorney's office goes first. I will commit that, you know, and I've said it in last meeting and I've said it in multiple meetings, that it is definitely our full 100% intention to have the district attorney's office united under one roof, with having maintain a presence and an office kind of space within the courtroom. When I've spoken to OCA, next year we will begin master planning the entire courthouse to accommodate the existing need, but as well as planning for future need. I don't know if this is the end of our expansion over there or not. We'll have to see. But I do understand the disruption. I've talked to the district attorney and many of his staff, and I can tell you that it's, again, it's certainly not the project of our choosing. It's one out of necessity and one out of mandate. And we're trying to do the best to accommodate the staff and the needs and with the least disruption possible. To legislator, you should tell his point. I'm getting there. this was I think the least disruptive solution that we could find after 3 hours of, I think there was probably over a dozen of us talking, meeting, walking literally every inch of that space. This was the best that we could come up with. I definitely plan on moving in an expedited manner next year, fully recognizing that the desire and the need to reunite the staff under a single roof, which hasn't been that way for some time, that is the commitment, that is the goal.
So I just want to reiterate, this problem long predated the judges even being considered nominated for this. And so the fact that it wasn't prioritized months and months and months before, I don't know what advocacy Board of Elections has that the district attorney doesn't. I don't know if the district attorney should just get bigger equipment and then he would be prioritized. But it still disturbs me that I knew this was a problem a long time ago and that it didn't rise to the attention before now. And so, you know, again, I won't be in favor.
Mr. Rock.
Thanks. I mean, you know, with all due respect, Legislator Walter, I don't think the executive's office was working on a solution for Board of Elections. Board of Elections came in and said, hey, I got this space I'd love you to move us to, and you all, I'm not going to say we on this because I certainly was not a part of it, you know, you all gave them a wonderful triple net lease over there in the Daily Freeman building. You know, I make a lot of jokes you know, maybe there's space in the Daily Freeman building for the, you know, for insert department here, because, you know, we were all, you know, in a super rush to give a plum triple net lease to the Board of Elections over there at the Freeman building. I respect where you're coming from on this hasn't been a priority, but, you know, space needs have not been a priority of the Ryan administration, you know, or even the end of the Hyde administration when it came to these facilities. I'll tell you this, you know, voting against this, it's a great statement to make, but if we don't make the space available for OCA, they're going to start withholding funding from us, which is what they do. So if that's what we want, then I say, yeah, go ahead and vote against it. But, I mean, this is, our backs are up against the wall. The OCA and the judges sort of run the table on us here, and, you know, we're left holding the bag. So we have to do something. This is something, you know. And I'll tell you this. I mean, it's great to say that, you know, we're going to prioritize, you know, reuniting the DA staff all under one roof. But that's not what he's given us as a request. It's reunite them all under one roof within walking distance of the courthouse, which might be difficult. Unless is the Daily Freeman. Do you consider the Daily Freeman building in walking distance? No, probably.
Well, I can walk it, but
Other than that, I mean, there's not a lot of available space, the size of which would fit the DA's office in walking distance. So, again, you know, I mean, MLS search, you know, door-to-door begging, I'm not sure that that space exists.
Well, I believe what I heard was that the current space they're in, if they had more of that building, that would suit. Is that correct?
I'm sorry.
If in the current building you're in, if you had more space in that current building.
That building would be perfect. I guess it was on for sale within the last year or two.
You're talking about Citizens Bank. I think you mean the courthouse.
I don't know. You would have said that.
No, the space the lease you're talking about right now is with the bank building next door. And yes, that space would have been adequate for the entire office. And so, anyway, I understand the logistical problems. Chris has tried to work with us as best. I'm not blaming the legislature. I wish somebody had looked at this one or two or three years ago and tried to figure it out, because I'm sure there were options within that time frame. I understand the real estate market now is up.
Only resident.
You know, our need to be together hasn't changed. And the importance of our office for the community hasn't changed. And now, as I say, we're being split into three pieces, disrupted. We don't have the same access in the courthouse we used to. It's problematic. And so what I'm saying is, let's double down on trying to find a solution to this. And that's what I'm requesting.
All right, any other discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? One opposed. Thank you. 569, authorizing the issuance of additional $1,091,873 for 5 seconds. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried. 600, authorizing the chair of the legislature to convey.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor? Chair Bartels?
Yeah, I'm okay with moving it. My understanding is that there was maybe wasn't clear that we wanted to see the language in this one. Because it's the Open Space Institute, I feel exceedingly comfortable with it, but I think this message to the exec team that we want to, in these transfers moving forward, make sure that if we're transferring for the use of the open space, that we want to be specific. And if that requires that we have some kind of clawback or something beyond perpetuity, you know, something, then we do that. But I'd just like to have it not come up before. But again, because it's OSI and because of what actually this lease is, this property is, I think I feel.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Six. Yes.
Did you skip 569?
No. We did it.
You did it.
Yes. 601, authorizing the Neilston County Commissioner of Finance to reject and refund.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Forthcoming resolutions are below. Comptroller Gallagher.
Yeah, I just wanted to take a moment to speak to you about, I know I've been harping on the investment policy, but I want to bring it to your attention that Ulster County currently has $198 million at the Bank of Green County. Now, investment 101 is really diversification is important. I'm not saying that we're not earning anything there. We are. I'm happy that the Commissioner of Finance was able to open a separate deposit plus account that as of last Wednesday is earning 4%, thankfully. And luckily we've earned a substantial amount to date, but I do think that this is something that we should be thinking about. I received a copy of the Bank of Green County annual report, and the annual report notes that they have $69 million in cash on hand as of the close of their fiscal year. You know, I had a conversation with the president of the bank to say, if we wanted to take our money out tomorrow, what are you going to do? How are you going to cover that? I think that we should be taking our investments seriously. We're sitting on a lot of cash, and we're not doing that. So, it's great that we have somebody in the commissioner's seat who's thinking about it with us, but it really should have more people involved. There should be a committee of people coming together and talking about this. So I just wanted to bring it to your attention. We are not diversified in our investments. We have $198 million of taxpayer money in a bank. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Discussion? Anything? If not, could I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you all.